ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायण नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमम्, देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नष्टकी।
सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 14 ब्रह्मास प्रेयर टू लॉर्ड कृष्णा। टेक्स्ट 48-50। सो टेक्स्ट 48 हैज अ वेरी टू लाइन परपोर्ट एंड टेक्स्ट 49 इज हैविंग नो परपोर्ट, सो वी विल डिस्कस ऑन टेक्स्ट 50। So I'll just recite 48 and 49 shloka and then translation. Text 48.
Adhyanena mahavyalo yashodanandana sunana hato avita vayam chasmat iti bala vraje jagu.
Translation. As the cowherd boys reached the village of Braja, they sang, "Today Krishna saved us by killing a great serpent." Some of the boys described Krishna as the son of Yashoda and others as the son of Nand Maharaj. Purport. Actually, Lord Krishna had killed the demon Aghasur 1 year earlier, but the boys, bewildered by the mystic potency of Brahma for 1 year, did not notice the time passing and thus thought that on that very day Lord Krishna had killed the demon Aghasura and was now returning home with them. Text 49.
Shri Raja Vacha Brahman Paro Bhave Krishne Yan Prema Katham Bhavet यो अभूता पूर्वस्तोकेषु स्वोद्भवेषु अपि कथ्यताम्।
किंग परीक्षित सेड, ओ ब्राह्मणा, हाउ कुड द कावर्ड वुमेन हैव डेवलप्ड फॉर कृष्णा समवन एल्स सन सच अनप्रेसिडेंटेड प्योर लव, लव दे नेवर फेल्ट इवन फॉर देयर ओन चिल्ड्रन, प्लीज एक्सप्लेन दिस।
I'll recite text 50. Shri Shuka Vacha Sarvesham Api Bhutanam Nripa Svatmaiva Vallabha Itare Apatye Vitatyas Tatvallabhat Yaiva Hi. श्री शुक उवाच सर्वेषामपि भूतानां नृप स्वात्मैव वल्लभ इतरे अपत्य वितात्यास् तद्वल्लभत्यैव हि।
सिनोनिम्स। श्री शुक उवाच। श्री सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेड, सर्वेशां फॉर ऑल, अपि इंडीड भूतानां क्रिएटेड लिविंग बीइंग्स, नृप ओ किंग, स्वात्मा वंस ओन सेल्फ,
Eva, certainly, Vallabha, dear most, Itare, others, Apatya, children, Vitta, wealth, Adya, and so on, Tad, of that self, Vallabhatya, based on the dearness, Evahi, indeed. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Sri Sukadev Goswami said, O King, for every created being, the dearmost thing is certainly his own self. The dearness of everything else, children, wealth, and so on, is due only to the dearness of the self. Please repeat. Sukadev Goswami said, O King, for every created being, the dearmost thing is certainly his own self. The dearness of everything else, children, wealth, and so on, is due only to the dearness of the self. Purport. Sometimes modern thinkers become puzzled when they study the psychology of moral behavior. Although every living entity is inclined towards self-preservation, as stated here, sometimes a person voluntarily sacrifices his own apparent interest through philanthropic or patriotic activities, such as giving his money for the benefits of others or giving his life for the national interest. Such so-called selfless behavior appears to contradict the principle of material self-centeredness and self-preservation. As explained in this verse, however, a living entity serves his society, nation, family, and so on, only because these objects of affection represent the expanded concept of false ego. A patriot sees himself as a great servitor of a nation, and thus he sacrifices his life to gratify his sense of egotism. Similarly, it is common knowledge that a man feels great pleasure by thinking that he is sacrificing everything to please his dear wife and children. A man derives great egoistic pleasure by seeing himself as a selfless well-wisher of his so-called family and community. Thus, to gratify his proud sense of false ego, a man is prepared even to lay down his life. This apparently contradictory behavior is yet another demonstration of the bewilderment of material life, which has neither rim nor reason, being a manifestation of gross ignorance of the non-material soul. Om Agyan Timirandasya Gyananjana Shlakya Chakshur Unlitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupam Kadamayam Dadati Swapatantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapadakamalam Shri Guru Nvaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathapitam Tam Sachivam Sa Advaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagalalita Shri Vishakavitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namasate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpatru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Nama
नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनीति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। So seeking the blessings of all Vaishnavas here, although I am not fit to speak, but somehow I was remembering Prabhupada used to insist all the devotees to speak always about Krishna, to glorify Krishna at every opportunity you get. So considering this, I'll just try to repeat what I have heard from Parampara. So this section of Srimad Bhagavatam where Lord Brahma got bewildered by the illusory potency of the Lord, and then he realizes his mistake, he is offering prayers to the Supreme Lord, and as we know, all past time we discussed in previous classes, when Parikshit Maharaj is now asking, how is that the cows and all the children, the cowherd boys, they become so dear to their parents. So in that context, Sukhdev Goswami is answering in today's verse. So here Sukhdev Goswami, Srila Sukhdev Goswami is telling that the dearmost thing in this world is his own self. A person's most dearmost thing is his own self, he's saying. Even more dear than their children and wealth and so on. And we like our children, our wealth, just because they belong to me. So here Sukhdev Goswami is saying that a person loves his own self. So Prabhupada in his class, in Srimad Bhagavatam class, he was giving here in Vrindavan, and he was telling that this body is meant to serve others. Like even this body doesn't belong to us, and the body is meant to serve others. And the conditioned soul is thinking that this body belongs to me. And under illusion, he is trying to enjoy this body. But this body is not meant for his enjoyment. This body is meant to serve others. This is what Prabhupada says. How? Because through his body, he is, although he is trying to enjoying his senses by interaction with this material world, but at the end he is feeling unsatisfied. But if through this same body, when he tries to serve others, as in the purport it is mentioned, a man is feeling great satisfaction when he sacrifices something for other. And why he feels that satisfaction? Because his false ego gets satisfied. So coming to the point that it is because of the false ego, you know, a person is trying to enjoy this material world. As we all know that a conditioned soul, because of his independent desires, opinion, he has come to this material world, and he is trying to enjoy this material world. And this false ego is that knot which is connecting the soul with this material world. Otherwise, soul is spiritual, this whole world is material, so there is no connectivity. The connectivity between the soul, which is a spiritual entity, and the material world is this false ego.
And Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, it says that the toughest thing to break is not a diamond or metal. The toughest thing is this false ego. It is so hard that even time factor cannot destroy it. The Gajendra, in Gajendra prayer, Gajendra prays that even the time factor cannot destroy this false ego. You know, as we know that as time passes, the things get destroyed. You know, the things get, you know, dwindling. But false ego is such a thing that even a time factor cannot destroy. How? Because the conditioned soul is keep on desiring to enjoy this material world, and when the creation is gets end, when this material world is destroyed, still the desire remains to enjoy. And the conditioned souls are all compacted in the body of Mahavishnu. And when the time for the creation occur, again those souls carrying those same desires to enjoy independently, and they continue their material life. So for millions and millions of years, the conditioned souls are wandering in this material world. Still, the false ego is not destroyed. So false ego is such a thing that it can go beyond the time. Unless and until a jiva himself work on it, you know, it cannot be destroyed. So that's why this Srimad Bhagavatam is comparing that false ego is the most toughest thing to, you know, get rid of. So another thing which false ego has compared with is honey. So as we know, honey has two characteristics. One, it is very sweet, and second, it is intoxicating if it is in excess amount. So false ego means what? All that false conception we are carrying about ourselves, that we are so great and we have done so many things. So when other people come to us and, you know, tell us that you are so great, so we feel something nice, we feel sweet. And when then keep on telling the same thing again and again in every different circumstances, we start getting intoxicated. So scripture has compared this false ego with honey. It is very sweet, and if it is in excess amount, we get intoxicated. So Krishna comes in this material world and try to protect us, especially devotees, from this false ego through various ways. One is through his instructions, what he is giving in Bhagavad Gita, in Srimad Bhagavatam, Ahankar Vimudatma Kartamiti Manyate, and Bhuktaram Yagat Tapasam Sarva Loka Maheshwaram, Suridam Sarva Bhutanam Gyatvam Shanti Mritchati. And second, Krishna helps the conditioned soul through his pastimes. When a conditioned soul hears about the pastime of Krishna, how he killed so many demons, how he protected Vrajvasis by lifting Govardhan Hill, then any sane, intelligent person will step back and will reconsider, oh, here is that, he is the actual supreme person. He is a genuinely protector and controller. I am not great. He is great. I am insignificant. So through these various ways, Lord Krishna is helping us. And he is also sending his devotees. He is also sending spiritual master to help the jiva to get out of this false ego. So once Prabhupada was in Mayapur, and he was in his room, and he was ringing the bell, calling his servant, but nobody was coming. So Prabhupada went outside and called the servant, and he chastised him like anything. And one sannyasi disciple was observing this. And after a few minutes, he went inside to Prabhupada's room. He paid obeisances. He asked Prabhupada, how we should feel when a spiritual master is angry with us? He asked. So Prabhupada said, you should be grateful that you are getting attention from your spiritual master. In this material world, you know, conditioned souls are wandering and nobody is, they are all neglected. But if a spiritual master is giving you an attention, means it is a mercy on you. So then Prabhupada said that you may feel uncomfortable, but you should take it as a serious matter for rectification. So through this pastime we understand that unless we allow Guru and Vaishnavas to interfere in our life, we cannot get rid of this false ego. And in the name of doing services and preaching, we may get puffed up, but we need devotees association, we need the spiritual master who can, you know, keep us on the track. So this false ego is very subtle thing and very difficult. And so therefore the treatment has to be taken. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur compares the temples with the hospital. So one cannot get cured simply by visiting hospital or wandering in the lobby of the hospital. We have to make sincere efforts. And what is that effort? That we have to open us to subject our skin to the pain of piercing injection through which the medicine gets enter, and allow the medicine to enter our system to start the treatment. Unless we allow this simply by visiting hospital or roaming in the lobby, we cannot say that our disease get cured. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that this temples, the Vaishnava Sangha is an opportunity given to you. So unless we utilize this opportunity, we cannot get the proper return for which we have come here to take an association. So we need to have a conscious efforts to cure our disease. Otherwise, bahu janma yadi kare sarvana kirtan tabu tanu payana krishna premadhan. So in spite of chanting for so many births, a conditioned soul cannot get krishna prem. So our disease is like, we don't want to do devotional service in an uninterrupted manner. You know, Prabhupada used to say that our devotional soul should be unmotivated and uninterrupted. But we want some rest, we want some break, we want some enjoyment while doing our services. And this is our disease. So services come, we do the service, and when we are continuing our services, we ask, how long I have to do this service? But in the spiritual world, we see that the service goes on eternally. A devotee is offering fan to the Lord, and he is offering fan eternally to the Supreme Lord. So if by chance a conditioned soul reached to that spiritual world, and you know, once we go there, we can never come back. And suppose we go without getting purified, and we are asked to offer a chama to the Lord, then what we ask? How long? And we cannot return to this material world. And that's why, you know, Krishna makes sure that not a single entity enters into his abode without getting purified. And that's, and because Krishna is intensely desiring all of us to come back to his home, but we are not purified yet, and he cannot bring us to his abode right now, so he is sending devotees and he is putting us into various circumstances, into various situations of pains and pleasures. And we are tested that do you want Krishna or enjoyment? During pain, you want Krishna or enjoyment? During pleasure, you want Krishna or enjoyment? So every moment, you know, we are tested. And this test, you know, how to respond to such test is being taught in Srimad Bhagavatam. How to respond to the situation. Now various devotees are undergoing test at an extreme level. Our scriptures are actually presenting the situation where devotees have to undergo an extreme test. Ambarish Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Kunti Maharani, Pandavas, you know, they didn't underwent a simple, you know, normal crisis, but it was an extreme crisis. And in that extreme crisis, how a devotee responds, that Srimad Bhagavatam is telling. So continuous practice of Krishna consciousness, you know, help us to evolve our consciousness. It helps us to get rid of our all anarthas. And over the period of time, a consciousness get purified. In 11th canto, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives a very interesting example that a beetle nut is green color and it has all the ingredients inside. So when a person chew the beetle nut, he is chewing the beetle nut and chewing for, you know, say suppose 30 minutes he is chewing and chewing, the color gets converted into dark red. Originally the color was green. And by looking at betel nut, one cannot expect that it will get converted into red color. But over the chewing process, gradually it gets converted into red color. But by looking at betel nut, we cannot conclude that it will be transformed into red color. Similarly, you know, while practicing Krishna consciousness, you know, we are offering aarti to the Lord, we are bowing down to the Lord, we are serving the devotees, we are chanting our rounds, we are following regulative principles. So these are all ingredients of that betel nut. So we have, when we, you know, keep practicing this process, and over the period of time, the color of consciousness starts changing. And gradually, you know, when we keep on chewing and chewing and chewing, we right now we won't be able to understand how this process will purify me, how this process will change my consciousness. But when we keep on chewing, we keep on practicing, it changes the color of our consciousness, and in this way we get purified. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives this very interesting example of betel nut. So as it is said in the purport that this manifestation of gross ignorance, that this false ego is a manifestation of gross ignorance of the non-material soul. So this false ego or any anartha is a manifestation of our gross ignorance. And what is that ignorance? Srila Prabhupada says every time that we have forgotten our constitutional position that we are servant of Krishna. So any person who helps us to revive this consciousness, to revive our servitorship to Krishna, that person is called Guru. It may be Padpradarshak Guru or Siksha Guru or Diksha Guru, but any person who helps to change the desire of a conditioned soul, who helps to change the opinions and priorities of a conditioned soul, that person is called Guru. And Kaviraj Goswami says in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Guru is invested with Chit Shakti of the Lord, the knowledge potency of the Lord. Because through that knowledge, the Guru gives to the conditioned soul that by serving Krishna, by serving devotees of Krishna, you will become happy, you will be much better and more luxurious, and a long-term alternative to your struggle in this material world. So anyone who helps to transmit this knowledge becomes Guru. So that's why Srila Prabhupada, you know, gives emphasis on distributing books. Why? Because we become the instrument of transmission of that knowledge, of that divine knowledge, which helps conditioned soul to change his desires, to change his opinions, to give up his stubborn desires. So unless Guru intervenes, unless devotees intervenes in our life, you know, we cannot give up our false ego. So because of this independent mentality, we think an exalted Vaishnava to an ordinary Vaishnava. And because of this same independent mentality, we consider an ordinary Vaishnava to an exalted Vaishnava. Just like you might have heard, or we all have heard, that, you know, Prabhupada, we see that Prabhupada was absorbed in preaching Krishna consciousness, but his classes are very simple, very basic. We are not this body, we are spirit soul, and we are servant of Krishna. So many people, they say that Prabhupada is not speaking much about, you know, intimate pastimes of Krishna's or rasa tattva. And in this way, many people consider that Prabhupada is not a pure devotee. So this is all because of that independent mentality and false desire, because of which they are thinking exalted Vaishnava to an ordinary person. So Prabhupada, although did not discuss much about, you know, Krishna's intimate pastimes, but, you know, we know that Krishna's pastimes are in a Madhurya Ras, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Audharya Bhav. And Audharya Bhav is higher than Madhurya Bhav. And Audharya Bhav means liberal distribution of Krishna consciousness to every conditioned soul. That is Audharya Bhav. So Prabhupada was in that Audharya Bhav, that he was distributing Krishna consciousness to every conditioned soul. He was trying his best to distribute this Krishna consciousness. So that Audharya Bhav is higher than the Madhurya Bhav. So in that way, you know, we have to understand that not by our tiny brain, as Prabhupada used to say, this tiny insignificant brain, through this tiny insignificant brain, we cannot understand what is the actual thing. So when we practice Krishna consciousness, we have to face so many obstacles. As I said, that Krishna is putting us in various situations and various tests of pains and pleasures, of happiness and distress, of getting glorification or getting insults. So these various tests Krishna is, you know, testing us. But many times, because of our weakness, we may fail the test, you know, and we may say that we get distracted, we get deviated, or the consciousness get diluted. But the thing is that distraction happens not because of the external environment. Many times people blame to the situation, blame to the people, but the thing is, distraction is not caused by an external environment. Example is given in this regard that suppose we lost a bag of money containing crores of rupees. We lost that in a Kumbh Mela, for example. Now, because we know the value of that money, we will try to find out that bag in spite of so many crowds, in spite of so many, you know, distractions, so many vehicles are, you know, creating sounds and noise, but we will be very focused that where is that bag, because we have realized that importance. Similarly, the distraction which we get in our Krishna consciousness life, that is not because of external circumstances, that is only because our intention, our conviction is not very strong. And because we are not sure what we are looking for, we get distracted. Once we know that what is important for me, what I need actually, and we are convinced with that, no matter how much distraction, you know, we get in our surroundings, we will not be deviated because our intention is deep. Just like Haridas Thakur was tested by a prostitute, but he was not distracted. Why? Because his intention was deep. Ajamil also saw the same situation, but he was distracted because his intention was not deep. So both these personalities faced a similar situation. One character passed this, one character failed because of intention, because of his conviction. So unless we are convinced with our philosophy, unless we are convinced that I am a servant, we have full chances that we may get distracted. So our ideal intention should be that I am servant and my duty is to serve the Lord. So this intention what we are carrying, this intention, the more this foundation is strong, the more, you know, even if the external storm comes, the building won't fall. Sometimes we see that a heavy storm comes and building falls down. But the building is not falling because of the storm. The building is falling because of weak foundation. Foundation is weak, that's why the building fell. Not because the storm was just an, you know, situation. Similarly, once we are very deeply founded in our desire and intention that I am servant, you know, we can pass all the challenges and obstacles. So now biggest challenge for us is that we have to do devotion with right intention, and that intention gets translated into the prayers of what we are chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this is a prayer. What we are praying, O Radha, O Krishna, please engage me in your service. This is what we are asking. So when a devotee is convinced, when a steady devotee is convinced that he is a servant and he is keep on praying to Lord, give me, please engage me in your service, please engage me in your service. And he is keep on asking and keep on looking the opportunity, where can I get the opportunity to serve? Even if there are so many distractions and deviations and so many opportunities for sense gratification, that devotee is simply focused that he is a servant and he is looking for the service. So now the challenge is that we have to do devotion with right intention, with strong foundation. And many times we pass, many times we fail. Like there is a pastime of Srila Prabhupada that Prabhupada used to carry a small bag in which, you know, he was having some documents, and it was a small bag, and a disciple was desiring that I can get this bag as a Mahaprasad. So he thought that I'll gift a big bag to Srila Prabhupada and in return I'll get that small bag. So he purchased a big bag and he offered it to Prabhupada, that Prabhupada, this bag is for you. This small bag, you might be, you know, it is very old, you can carry this big bag. So Prabhupada looked at the bag, he opened the bag, he put the small bag, he closed this, and he was rotating in the room and he was asking his disciple, how I am looking? So that disciple was saying yes. But Prabhupada said, do you want that small bag? So disciple said, yes, Prabhupada. So Prabhupada said, then ask directly. Don't revolve around the situation. So thing is, we are sometimes challenged with our intentions because our intentions are not pure. And the guru and devotees, they can identify, because as it is said, the senses are purified by austerities, the mind is purified by chanting, and the intelligence is purified by reading scriptures, and the false ego is purified by association of devotees. So the false ego is purified by association of devotees, by association of spiritual master. And the more we keep ourselves in the Vaishnava Sangha, and more we allow ourselves for the improvements, we can get the help. So we should not, you know, worry about our anarthas. We should not worry about our shortcomings, because ultimately we have to become Krishna consciousness, not the anartha consciousness. So the more we think about Krishna, the more we think of how I can serve nicely, the more we get advanced, you know. And over the period of time, through services, through association, we get purified. And Krishna will take care of our shortcomings if we are sincerely trying, if we are sincerely, you know, praying to the, and we are sincerely allowing ourselves to come into the Vaishnava Sanghas and get purified. So in Chaitanya Chaitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he is telling that I am fool, I am fallen, I am insignificant, I have uncontrolled senses. No, he is saying to himself while writing this book. But then he is saying that what is my qualification? Vaishnava Agya Bale. The instruction of Vaishnavas is my strength. So the will of devotees, the instructions of devotees is my strength. And that's why he is at the end of every chapter, he is saying, the lotus feet of Srila Rupa and Sri Raghunath is my wealth and is my strength. So he has more faith, he is showing that he has more faith in the devotees than his own skill. You know, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami at the age of 90, you know, he is writing that literature, you know. For an ordinary person, it may feel that how he is writing the book at the age of 90, the book which has already written by Vrindavan Das Thakur, and at the age of 90 he is trying to recollect. You know, at the age of 90, you know, generally people forget the things, and Kaviraj Goswami is trying to recollect the things. So it may feel that he is an imposter. Suppose a person at the age of 90 says that I want to become a yoga teacher. You know, his body is worn out, his parts are breaking, and he wants to become a yoga teacher. So, but Kaviraj Goswami, you know, what he is saying that he is not having faith on his skills, he is not having faith on his intelligence, he is having faith on the instructions of the Vaishnavas, on the blessings of the Vaishnavas. And in that mood, he has written the whole Chaitanya Chaitamrita. So that's why we should not worry about our shortcomings, but we should have faith on the association, on our spiritual master, on the process. Then we'll be able to progress quickly. Because Krishna consciousness is not about demonstration of our skills, but it is all about improving our consciousness. So this consciousness that Kaviraj Goswami is expressing while writing this literature, that mood and that consciousness we have to imbibe, and gradually rest things, you know, Krishna will take care. Yeah, so this is what I would like to share. Any comments or any questions? Anybody having some devotees can share and can give more light on this subject matter. Yes.
We want to serve the guru in the mission, but sometimes the guru gives us something we don't like to do, or maybe we don't, you know, we're not happy with it, and, you know, maybe get angry at the guru. So how do we deal with that issue in that? You know, we find ourselves in an awkward situation. We may want to do something, but the guru tells us to do something else.
Yeah, so that is what I was saying, that we have to allow ourselves, because we have one desire, Guru has another desire. So when Guru is asking us to do something, we may feel pain inside, that I don't want to do this, but Guru is asking me. So that pain is there. So that pain and pleasure situation, Krishna is testing us, how much we are surrendered, and how much we are focused, how much we are deep with our intention, that whether I want to serve in a serving mood or I want to serve in a enjoying mood. So that Krishna through Guru and devotee is testing us, he is purifying us. So in that way we can consider the situation.
Yeah.
Yes, Rob.
You have given the example of Ajamin and Haridas. So Haridas passed the test and Ajamin failed the test, but Lord gave him the mercy.
To whom?
Ajamin.
Huh.
So we have to be in that way, thinking that if I have any shortcomings, so Lord will give me some mercy.
Yes. Yeah, so, yeah, because Ajamil repented for what mistake he did, and he sincerely tried to improve that, he became the recipient of the Lord's mercy. So similarly, if we also become sincere, if our intentions are pure and we are very focused, the Lord will bless us. Self.
Yeah, the self. Just a few days ago, I thought I remember which verse it was, but the same word tat is referred to Krishna, this human person of the Godhead. So like we say, like in the Vedas, they said Om Tat Sat, Hari Om Tat Sat. So tat generally refers to that which is eternal existence not in the bliss. So Om Tat Sat meaning Chit Shakti. So I think in the verse, I just like to get your comment on this or any comments or feedback on this. My personal reflection in the synonyms and the translation and the purport, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Like I was just meditating on this, it there's like a block in my mind. This word cut refers to purified ego rather than false ego. Like, because we're Vaishnavas, so the Catholic boys, you know, and the mothers of the Catholic boys, they're experiencing greater affection for their sons, like not in the sense that the self and Krishna become one and the same thing. The ego, like Sankarshan is a manifestation of that ego, like in, you know, so there's Vasudeva Sankarshan, so Sankarshan is purified ego. So Tat in the synonyms there refers to purified self. Like that we still have a sense of self. And we always do have a sense, like in Bhagavad Gita says Namjaya Kemari Bhakti Jesus Father. So the self is eternal. So like why are the mothers experiencing greater affection for their sons even though they're being replaced by expansion to Krishna? It's still, I don't know how to put it into words. Does it make any sense what I'm saying? We're always eternal self.
Yeah, we are eternal self. The self. Yeah, the self. See, there are as. So there are two egos. One is false ego. One is true ego. So we have to embrace the true ego, and we have to give up the false ego. We cannot give up ego altogether. Ego is that I am existing, but the false ego is that I am this body, and the true ego is that I am the servant of Krishna. But I always exist. The self, as you said, self is eternal. So well, I exist either as an enjoyer, which is false ego, or I exist as a servant, which is true ego. But I will exist in both the situation. So that self, that third is being said, that the self remains eternal, but it is our choice to exist as a enjoyer or exist as a servant. Yeah. So anything else? Yes. Yes, bro. Yes. Actually, cannot hear. Actually, can speak a little louder. Yes, bro. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you very much. Not question, but like as you said, Krishna don't allow contaminated soul responsibility, spiritual beings. But this is Maya's service. She doesn't allow me.
Yeah, but Krishna doesn't allow means Krishna has appointed Maya for this service. That you won't allow any soul without getting purified to enter in my dham. So this is, Krishna has appointed Maya. So Maya is working on behalf of Krishna. Yeah, Krishna is, you know, he is busy in his pastimes, but at the same time he is desiring to reclaim all the conditioned souls back to his abode. And that's why he is sending devotees. Yes. Thank you. So, yes, one last. Thanks.
Sometimes So in that case, if our opinions doesn't match and it doesn't fit to our consciousness or understanding, so what should we do? So we should approach a senior Krishna or a preferred Krishna, or we should allow him to correct us at that time.
So we can do two things during that time. One, as you said, we should approach a senior Vaishnava, and second, we should scan our consciousness. What is my mood and what is my intention? Why there is conflict? So whether, you know, I am in a, whether my mood and my consciousness is proper or not, and at the same time we should check some with some senior devotees and resolve the issue that way. So thank you very much. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.